We're very fortunate that in Ramsey we have a lot of free parking that is available to all to make use of, and we encourage people to get to the town early to find a parking space, but also to take advantage of active travel, to walk to the event, to cycle, to visit the park in any way that they can, but to plan in advance. And of course, if you're going to get there early, if you're going to find your parking space, why not take advantage of the many eateries and hospitality venues and cafes that we have in Ramsey, both before and after the event? But it's obviously very important at the moment to be mindful of social distancing, to keep your distance from people, to respect their privacy, and to, you know, make sure that the event is safe and comfortable and secure and enjoyable for absolutely everyone that is there.
Are low noise fireworks something that may be considered in the future?
I definitely think that that's something that Ramsey Town Commissioners can consider in the future. As you say, the display this year, the fireworks will be the traditional fireworks that people would expect. We do have the Marvel theme, so this will be together with a soundtrack, and we also have Captain America and Iron Man in attendance to judge our fancy dress competition for the children, which begins at 6:30. But as a pet owner myself, I understand the anxiety that comes with a firework event. Also, if you have small children, if you have dogs and cats, that it can be quite traumatic for them. Obviously, no dogs are allowed in the Murrock Park, so we would like to remind people not to bring their pets to the firework display. But I think, obviously, in the future, we need to look forward to other alternatives that could potentially make it an event that would be safe and comfortable for everyone, no matter if you're on four legs or two.